And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, June 27th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Little housekeeping, a couple of text messages I missed when I was talking about Northern Michigan RV, Tony and his team over there in Gaylord. Jeff says from Oscoda, my pop-up trailer can run on a 12-volt marine battery for the entire weekend. Too cool. So you don't even need electric power. You just bring a battery charged up? That is too cool, Jeff. I did not know. See, these new trailers and these new little pop-ups, they are so energy efficient. Everything is LED lights. There's no bulbs anymore. Everything is LED. I love it. Go check them out. When you go to the Northern Michigan RV, would you please tell the salesperson you heard it? Trucker Randy Show. Mention Trucker Randy sent me. They track their advertising, their foot traffic. If you heard it on this station, you heard the commercials, you heard the show, I sent you over there, you're going to check out the inventory. Just say, hey, by the way, Trucker Randy sent me. That way they know their advertising dollars are being paid off. Let's get back to this. Cool Mike. I love Mike Farage. Randy, you can be sure that your progressive senator from the 38th State Senate District is getting a few sweet treats for his yes vote. Why? Because Ed McBroom wants to run for Congress in 2026. Because he's term limited out in the Senate. Has he served for three terms? No, he was in the House first. That's right. He was in the House for a few years. This is his second Senate term because I don't even think he's being primary challenged for August 6th. Too bad, so sad. Somebody should run against him. Man, I'm not even going to get into it. Anyway, he's not being primary challenged. He'll get reelected, but I don't think he's going to serve his full term. He's going to run for Congress. Jack Bergman's retiring in 26, and he's going to run against John DeMoose. Well, two things he's got going for him. Ed McBroom over John DeMoose. He'll have Democrats voting for him. In November election, Democrats will vote for him, not the Democrat candidate. They'll vote for Ed McBroom. Number one. Number two, he's a youper. Do you know the first congressional district has never had a congressman below the bridge? Not one troll has ever been a U.S. congressman for the first district. Not going way back. Bart Stupid, Dr. Dan, Beneshek, now supposedly Jack Bergman. Ed McBroom is in the UP, the western part, over there toward Bergman's area. The Moose is Harbor Springs. He's a troll. I got to tell you, if it comes down to those two, I'd probably vote for McBroom over DeMoose. I would. He's a Democrat running as a Republican. Totally weak on abortion. Totally weak on election integrity. Totally weak on the Second Amendment. Do you know he got an F? My candidate that I endorsed and got in trouble for, the Democrat, A-plus rating from the NRA. But I haven't heard from him in a while, and I think he's dealing with family issues, and God bless him. Scott Dianda. I endorsed him when I was the chair of the Antrim County Republican Party, 219 miles from my driveway, drove all the way up there. Where were we? Golf club in Escanaba, I believe. The little tiny man, Beau LeFave, sitting in the front row with his phone videotaping my public endorsement of the Democrat Scott Dianda against Ed McBroom. And I can tell you something. If Scott Dianda had been your state senator at 4 o'clock this morning, he would have not voted with the Democrat caucus for this budget. It would have been 20 to 18. One Democrat voting against the bill for the budget, State Senator Scott Dianda. Dianda, I know, without even calling him, I haven't talked to him in months. Scott, I hope you and the family are doing great. He would have voted no when the Rhino Republican Ed McBroom voted for it. I guarantee it. Next time you have an opportunity toward this next election coming up in 26, you guys need to talk to Scott Dianda. I'll be talking to him hard. He needs to be running in 26, just like his good friend Mike. No, excuse me. Kevin Rinke. Kevin Rinke will be running for governor in 2026 in the midterm elections. His good friend, Scott Dianda, needs to be running for the state senate. Under Proposal 1, now you can do it. What'd you do? Serve 6 years in the House? So they'll give you 6 years in the Senate. One of the things you have to understand, people, the process of the budget is over. It's done. Now we can talk to these reps and understand that they're going to take back the House. It's coming. With not one Republican, all 54 stood in unison and voted against this budget. A warning that I gave them on this radio show that you gave them when you saw them. You vote for the budget, we're voting you out. They got the message. My state rep, John Roth, Ken Borton, Cam Cavett, they all got the message. If we vote for this budget, and Trucker Randy will light us up on the radio on Thursday, June 27th, there's no way we're going to do this. I'm fighting for my political life. Cam Cavett is going to lose to Todd Smallenberg. Ken Borton very well may lose to Christian Marcus. Neil Friske is going to beat Parker Fairburn on August 6th. Put the word out, people. It's going to happen. And when those patriots join Katie Ness down in Lansing, we have four rock-solid patriots coming from the 1st Congressional District. Going to be a new day in Lansing, especially when they go to vote for Speaker of the House. Matt Hall, you're not going to be the Speaker. I hate to tell you, you're not going to have the votes. I don't care how much money you give out of your leadership pack to these people. And by the way, you guys, take those $10,000, $20,000 checks. Pay yourself back for the money you put into your campaign. Take Matt Hall's money and then vote for who you want to be speaker.
Well, Randy, that's not very nice. You're taking the guy's money from his leadership pack. You should vote for him.
No, you do not. You vote your conscience. You vote for your values and your principles that you want to see in the next Speaker of the House. I'm not really supportive of Kurt Vanderwall, but I've heard he's thinking about running for it against Matt. Well, we'll see how this all plays out, but they're taking it back, people. They're taking back the majority. The one thing you have to understand, the process. I always talk about the process. This was the first step. The budget was the first step in finding out who the Rhinos were and who were the conservatives. And right now, we have the evidence. We have the proof. I'm taking a screenshot of this. Ed, I'm going to make you famous with this one. Why did you vote with the Democrats for the budget? The only Republican in Lansing. 148. 38 state senators, 110 reps, 20 Democrats in the Senate, 56 Democrats in the House. They have 76. They have 76. We have 72 of the 148. Out of all those people voting, one Republican, Ed McBroom, voted for it. Going to take a screenshot of it, Ed. Going to take a picture of it on my phone, and I'm putting it in a folder. McBroom. Your folder's going to be in my phone at 12:01 noon today when I get off the air. Now that we know this, folks, we can move on to the election. We can move on to the debate. If you want the flyer for the debate, text me debate. July the 11th, Ellison House. And you know what? Somebody said, could you announce the address? Well, who was that? Got to find it. Somebody wanted the address. Well, let's just do this. Go to debate. We'll pull the flyer up. There it is. 150 Dale. Dale Johnson. Kevin's dad. 150 Dale Drive, Gaylord, Michigan. Doors are opening at 4. First congressional district debate will be from 5 to 6. 107 from 6 to 7. 106, 7 to 8. 105th, the local race, 8 to 9. We're out of there by 9:30. Free, open to the public. Diane and the great folks, her workers over there, are setting us up for July the 11th. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a great event. And based on the 73 text messages unread in the file, I will be on the stage for those Congressman Bergman that doesn't show up, Cam Cabot doesn't show up, Parker Fairburn doesn't show up. I will be them answering the questions on the debate stage. You're voting unanimously. 73 of you responded, want me to sit in for those that don't show up. I will serve with honor. So it's very simple. I'm going to be debating Josh Saul. Good luck, Josh. No, I'm kidding. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, PatriotsRelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
I knew it all along, I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road.
Oh, this living on the road. Those 4 to 6 weeks I was out long hauling cross country, averaging about 10 to 12,000 miles a month, 11 hours of driving, 60 miles an hour, 660 miles a day times 7 days a week, because when you're on the road, you're driving the whole time unless you run into your reset. You have to do a 34-hour reset of your clock, your log, because you ate up all your available hours. Man, I love that song, Coming Home to Miss Bubba. Got an announcement. Absentee ballots are hitting the mailbags. Randy Walker and others telling me candidates for county clerk in Mount Morenci, Timothy Jacobs, the guy I've personally endorsed for this office, got their absentee ballots. Yes, got them today. Mount Morenci County started getting them today. Very interesting timing of the Mount Morenci Board of Commissioners meeting this next Wednesday. Yep, this next Wednesday at 9 o'clock in the morning. Of course, they do their meetings while people are at work. July 3rd. They are planning to discuss an election integrity resolution. Timothy, get me a copy of that resolution, please. Timothy Jacobs, candidate for clerk, says, I need people to show up and show interest. For hand counts, single day voting, and not allowing the challenger for treasurer to manage the early voting session. What? Did you say challenger for treasurer? Challenger for treasurer. I'm confused. The 9 days of early voting can't be managed by the treasurer. Oh, no. She's the challenger for treasurer. I don't understand. Tim, can you come on the show and talk about it? I know it's Thursday. I know you're probably working, but let me know. I'm confused. Clarify your text. Address for the Board of Commissioners, of course, right there on M32 in downtown beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. No, Atlanta, Michigan, Randy. It's Michigan. 12265 M32, Atlanta, Michigan, 49709. That's for your GPS coordinates. 9 o'clock this coming Wednesday. Where does it say in the resolution, Tim, about them getting rid of dead people and people who no longer live in Mount Morenci County? Is that part of the resolution as well? If it is, it's your platform. your board of commissioners are considering a resolution that's basically your platform. Have you talked to your county commissioner? Have him add that language. Election integrity depends on it. You cannot have dead people, 16 of them, voting in Mount Morenci again, ever. And the current county clerk thinks that's okay. Really? You're an idiot. Dead people voting in Mount Morenci County, county clerk, current lady, whoever the heck you are, you think that's okay? Really? What part of this do they not get? Dead people aren't supposed to be voting. Take them off your qualified voter files, lock them down, and do not let Jocelyn Benson download them back into your qualified voter files, your poll book. Go to her computer, Jocelyn Benson, as she tells you to dutifully do. Log in with your username and your password and download the dead people and the people who no longer live in your county into a separate file. She doesn't know what file you're putting them in. Put them in a separate file. In the separate file, not part of the qualified voter file, not part of the poll book. Then watch as she tries to cast ballots for dead people and people who no longer live in your county when they're not there. You guys might even get calls, you clerks. You might even get calls from Jocelyn Benson. Wait a minute. We had downloaded a bunch of people from my office in Lansing that weren't allowed access to a ballot. That's right, because they're dead. You have to understand something, people. We figured it out. Mike Lindell has paid Patrick Kobach to do the investigation and to talk to the candidates running for county clerk. This is how you do it. Why? Because in 2026, Jocelyn Benson's running for governor. Just like Katie Hobbs, the Secretary of State of Arizona, ran against Carrie Lake in 22 in Arizona and is now the governor of the state of Arizona. Benson's going to try to do the same dang thing in our state, in Michigan, in 2026. She'll be in charge of the election, and she's running for governor. Both Jocelyn Benson and Katie Hobbs, their college education was paid for by George Soros. Fact. I found all the documentation. Katie Hobbs stole the governorship from Carrie Lake. Benson's going to try to steal it in Michigan in 2026 because her dead people and people who no longer live in our counties will be voting for her. We're on to you, Jocelyn. We're on to you. We will never have another blonde female governor in Lansing ever again on our watch. And we're going to expose you in 26 when you do it. My wife is going to be the tip of the spear doing it. Hour number 3, today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer. the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.